So we're back to, so we're doing now, we're back to Bava Basra, Tatham and Aleph. Okay, so we're up to different Agadatas. Oh, no, you know what? I forgot. There's a problem we left off with last time. One more problem in the Rambam, right? Is whether an Ani is chayav to get tzedaka. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Because we did, that was the Rambam we did about the basic mitzvah is to give at least a shlishis ha-shekel. Right? Shlishis ha-shekel ha-shana. So we said that's basically you have to be a contributor to the communal responsibility of giving tzedaka. And each person in the tzibor has to be a part of that. And then the task of supporting the Klal Yisrael. And every person has to give minimally to say that I'm participating in this communal task. I have to give a shlishis ha-shekel. Learned was similar to what they did in the Mishkan. Fine. But then, besides for the basic mitzvah of supporting, of contributing, being contributor to supporting Klal Yisrael, there's the midah of tzedakah, which goes all the way back to, you know, Avram and to Yaakov, and, you know, Avram gave Ma'aser to Malki Tzedek, and Yaakov, v'chol ha-shetin, ha-ser, son of Lach, and so the midah of tzedakah is the midah of Mitzvah Baruch Hu, and that's, this mitzvah involves much more than just the technically fulfilling, the supporting the tzibor, but there's the perfection of the midah of tzedakah. So therefore, that's where the idea of ayin yafa of up to 20%, and ayin midah beninus of 10%, and ayin ra'ah of less than that come in. Right? The mitzvah grabs hold of the midah of nosin tzedakah. Okay. So that was the main idea we said last time. But then, the Rambam in that same halacha, where is this again? It's, okay, it's one second. Matnasanian. Perak. Perak. Or Zion, I think. One second. I'm still talking about the name. Okay, so. Okay, Okay, let's try this more systematically. Okay, so here it is. Okay, so it's again. Okay, so here we go. So Perak Zion, it says like this. Perak Zion, and the halachas of Manasim. Manasim incorporates other things like Pedeket Shechatay. So Tztaka comes to Perak Zion through the Perakas. So he says like this. Olam Aliyimar Adam Pacha Mishlishes Hashakel B'Shana V'Chol Nosin Pachos Mizeh Lokiy Mitzvah. The Afilo Ani Hamisparnis Ben Hatztaka Chayiv Litein Tztaka L'Acher. Okay, it's based on the Gemara and Gittin Zayin on base. But that's the halacha. So the question is, I learned it out from Nason Titein Lam. Kilom Artein Min HaNason. So the question is, what's the Hamein Rotsu Maskana? That's the question. If I just ask you straight, without knowing anything, what would you say? Is it only five in Tztaka or not? Say I just ask you plain and simple. It's, look, it's a mitzvah. It's part of the Tag Mitzvahs. So, I mean, Ani Am Chayiv in Balakozos. Chayiv in Lulav and Esrog in Matzah and Ma'or and Mezuzah and Tfilin. I mean, it's a mitzvah. Yeah.
Up to one fifth.
Okay, fine. Fine, but that's presumably. I mean, it's not saying that they're going to figure more. You know, I guess it's just a shekel. But I mean, he's not talking so much about the shear. He's just saying, feeling so chayiv litein tzedakah l'acher. So it sounds like the quantity is a different question. But the question is he chayiv and it's a tzedaka? So I mean, on the surface, the burden of proof would be on you to show why he's not. Right?
No,
if he can't afford it, like if he can't afford it, he's chayiv, on his chayiv and mitzvah shofar. Or mitzvah lulav. Now, if it's too expensive for him and he can't get it from anyone else, then if there's a shear, it's up to a fifth of the nechassim he has to spend. If not, none. But he's chayiv in the mitzvah. Of course, if he can't afford it, then he's anonymous. Right? So arguably, you'd say that tzedakah is like it's a mitzvah. I say, he's chayiv in the mitzvah up until a certain amount. If he can't afford it, then he can't afford it. Then he's anonymous. But not that he's not chayiv. Right? But it's saying, a filani is chayiv liten tzedakah l'acher. So it's telling me that he's chayiv. Not that, I mean, honest is a different question. But intrinsically, there's a chova. Right? I mean, if he's going to give it and he's going to die, I mean, that's a different question. But the question is he chayiv in the mitzvah? So it's teaching you, yes, he is chayiv in the mitzvah. So I'm just saying is, on the surface, you could ask, why would I say he's not chayiv? Okay, good. So you guys are all saying, well, is that the line of the way we're learning is the primary basis of the mitzvah tzedakah is like this, it's Tzorach and the Tzibor. Okay, the Tzibor has aniyim, and that's bad for the Kal Yisrael, and it's a mitzvah to remove poverty, to be able to support the aniyim. It's a communal obligation to make sure that everyone has their needs taken care of, right? Now, you could argue in that framework, what sense is there to have an ani who doesn't have his needs taken care of to give away what he has? That's the whole purpose of the mitzvah, is everyone enabling that, ensuring that everyone will have their needs taken care of. And the way he's receiving. So now what, he's going to give away the money he just got? That's counterproductive to the whole mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is a communal obligation to ensure everyone has their needs taken care of. Now he's in a purpose, that means it's like evening out, taking the people who have money, helping out the people who don't have money. Now, if he's going to take the money which he's given, then he's just going to dig into the problem further. The whole mitzvah is a goal-oriented mitzvah of ensuring that Klal Yisrael, everyone in Klal Yisrael, has the needs taken care of. So he's not, he's on the contrary, it's counterproductive to have the aniyim giving to another ani. Right? It doesn't help in any way with the objective of the mitzvah of maintaining everyone in Klal Yisrael above 200 shekel or whatever it is, above being an ani, right? So it would seem by that it doesn't really make sense. So that's why the Rambam has to tell us, and the Gemara has to teach us, "Afilon is inspired from a tzlaka, chayvitin tzlaka lacher." So what's the justification for that, right? The Havamin is good. Josh says, "Well." Okay, and I think it's in line with the way we've been developing. Remember, we just talked about there's two facets of the mitzvah of tzedakah. There's the baseline of the mitzvah of shlishis hashekel v'shana, which is that there's a responsibility on the tzibor to participate in maintaining everyone in Klal Yisrael has their needs taken care of. But there's another dimension of mitzvah of tzedakah, which is the midah of benosin tzedakah, and that's what you see is not chayiv in terms of the amount, but that's where the ayin ra, ayin yafa, midah beinus comes in. That's another dimension, which is besides for accomplishing an objective vis-a-vis the tzibor, you're involved in the midah of being a notzein tzedaka, of breaking your attachment to whatever money you have, recognizing it as matnas Hashem, and being able to part with it because you recognize there are other people in the world besides for yourself, and other people have needs. So that, in terms of the first of the purpose of fixing Klal Yisrael, so to speak, maintaining everyone in Klal Yisrael having their needs, it's counterproductive to be giving of yourself. If you're not needing to give money to someone else, you're not helping in any way. But insofar as the midah of enosin tzedakah, of recognizing Chol Asher Titen and Asher Asher Enelach, look, you get a certain amount of money, and in terms of that, there is a hakara that you give of what you have towards recognizing other people, and that's a benefit to a person to recognize, acknowledge that he's not everything, but there's other people beyond the self, and other people have needs. And you have needs? Okay, you have needs. Everyone has needs. But there's a perfection to be attained from the midah of being a nosin tzedaka. So you might think that, look, although that's a midah, that's the midah of nosin tzedaka, but the basic mitzvah of tzedaka is based upon the tzorach of the tzibor, and therefore you'll say that an ani is not chayiv, right? It's a nice thing for him to do if he wants, of course, it's a nice midah, but the chovah tzedakah doesn't apply to someone who's not shayach to that first objective. Kamash Malan is the mitzvah tzedakah takes into account both of those factors, and the second factor, namely the midah of tzedakah, is shayach to everyone. So while it's true that the shiur of tzedakah, the baseline shiur of mitzvah tzedakah, is shlishis hashekel, which is based upon the first factor, it doesn't mean that the gavra to whom the mitzvah applies is limited to someone who's shayach to the first factor. The Torah set it up across the board. It didn't limit it to a class of aniyam or a shiur, but not aniyam, because that limitation would only make sense vis-a-vis one framework of the mitzvah, namely the responsibility to the call. But vis-a-vis the framework of the mitzvah of the midah of tzedakah, there's no reason why you should differentiate between ani and asher. The midah of the perfection attained from mitzvah tzedakah is equally to everybody. So therefore, the Torah set up lo plug. It didn't set up a category of applying it to one, not to the other. Now, the structure of the mitzvah, shizah shekel, which will apply to him also, because look, once the mitzvah is set up, it's set up as a fixed year. But it didn't limit it. If the whole mitzvah were only that aspect of supporting the tzibur, then it would limit it to shirim. But because of the second dimension of mitzvah staka, therefore it didn't limit it. It makes sense that it's applying to. But that's, I guess, the question. You have to tell me that the mitzvah staka, purely the midah itself, is, so to speak, going to be a machayev. Right? You might have thought not, so I guess it's a limud, or the Gemara teaches you that. I think it's in the Ketan, it's a limud, teaching you that the mitzvah extends there also. Right, to the ani also. I'm saying it's like this. It's, let's say you have two poor people, okay? Two poor people who are both poor, and or three, however many you want to make it, and you get a cycle that I give to you, you give to you, you give to you, you give to you. Maybe it ends up coming around. But either way, the action of giving tzedakah is I have to recognize that you have a need, and you're hungry, and I realize that you're hungry, and I'm going to give you food, and you're going to enjoy it, and I acknowledge that. And now you might then recognize that to some other ani and some other ani, whatever it is, but the point is, that activity itself is stepping outside of yourself. Now, I need food, okay, look, there's a mitzvah stuck on everyone else, I'll get food also. But the activity itself, it creates an impact on your personality when you give. Like, it might be a little funny if mamish two people just exchange meals, but that's not the way it has to be structured. I mean, you could do that, and presumably you'll be yotze by doing that. But I mean, the idea is you give tzedakah when, as an ani who reaches out his hand and says, "I'm hungry, could you give me food?" Then you have to give them. Now you might get money from a tamplay, and you might give money you gave from a tamplay, whatever it is. But you're involved in the midah of tzedakah. Yeah. So that's that. So I guess we'll go next time. We'll try to go back to further in the Agartas. I think the next one is where it says Shkula Mervasi, Shkula Mitzvah Staka, can I call a mitzvah? That's part of our Gemara. So I guess we'll do that and then a little further.